From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California's insurance commissioner says neighborhoods once considered at being low risk for wildfires may get a second look. Capital Public Radio's Randall White has more.
Commissioner Dave Jones says the total insured losses from October's fires tripled over the past 2 weeks to $3.3 billion. That's based on reporting from 15 insurance companies. Jones says much of that damage happened in Santa Rosa neighborhoods thought to be relatively safe from wildfires. He says given the level of devastation and the expanding fire season, policymakers in the state need to reevaluate where we build and how we do business.
We continue to develop in areas where there are significant risks of fire. We continue not to have adequate local fire protection resources to fight those fires, and we shift those costs on to CAL FIRE in the state.
Jones also says insurance companies may change where they provide coverage or how much they offer based on these recent fires.
And that may mean in some cases some insurers will decide to write less insurance in some areas that traditionally had been viewed as lower risk areas.
The series of fires that started on October 8th in multiple California counties killed 43 people and destroyed or partially damaged nearly 15,000 homes. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Well, drivers in California are now paying more at the pump beginning today. Tax increases of 12 cents per gallon of gas and 20 cents per gallon of diesel are now in effect. The billions of dollars raised each year will go towards road repairs, public transit, and other projects. The fuel tax increases were approved this past spring by state lawmakers and Governor Jerry Brown. There's also a new vehicle registration fee ranging from $25 a year to $175 a year that take effect in January. Gas tax opponents are hoping to let voters decide next year whether to overturn these increases. You can find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.